Good morning.
Glad I'm very delighted to be here the second time. So many of you remember me since last October. So it's a very nice and quiet space that we use this space as our home of meditation, especially the meditation technique that we use for everybody. We can always relate to the Mahasati or Great Mindfulness Sutra and the four grounds of developing mindfulness according to the teaching of the Buddha. So we don't get away from the knowledge, the teaching, or the realization of the Buddha he attained 2,500 years ago. So we mentioned about Nogutian, the father of this movement meditation that we use to develop self-awareness. With, we can also combine with mindfulness, with breathing. So it should work for everybody, as long as we are still alive, we still can move any part or the whole part of our body. We can still breathe, we can still think, we are reasonable, we still can analyze. But the knowledge from developing self-awareness, mindfulness, is more genuine than the knowledge from memory, listening, the knowledge from analyzing. So we can prove it ourselves, you know. Like usually everyone can be aware of our body movement as long as we pay attention. And we probably, when it's too little, it's small, it's not strong enough, we don't know how important, how much it can be useful in our daily life. But when you make a lot of it, you develop it more and more, then you can realize, you can get the light as same as the Buddha, the awakened one, no different, as long as you follow the path, the technique that is genuine or authentic path that can lead to the cessation of suffering. Like for me, I didn't know about this technique before. I had a lot of suffering, a lot of doubt about my life. I had no confidence. I had no peace in my mind. I didn't know why I was born, what for. So it's I had a lot of doubt about my life, whatever I did. So when I made this meditation, met Lung Po Thien, I had hope or a good expectation that I could liberate myself from suffering, from stress, anxiety, from suffering. So even in the first week of the practice, I could realize the first step of this meditation using the Bali movement. That we say the realization of Rupa Naam or body and mind step, which we the result of realization of the first step, we would have no doubt about religion, about Buddhism. We have no doubt about the world of conventional truth. So we can distinguish between suppositional truth and the reality. So we don't cling to what we create. We name it. We suppose it to be this, to be that. Like a Buddha statue, it's not the real Buddha. It's an image. It's what we call supposition. About the rules, about ceremony, tradition, language, law, or many things, you know, that we realize just one. So when we realize it, we don't take it as the real thing or the truth. So if we leave it there, it's like the world have to rely on the suppositional truth. Lama Butian said we have to keep the rice husk, rice that can, so we can sow it in the next season. But what we need to eat is the rice grain that we cook. So in order to eat rice cooked, we need to go through this process of the practice until you can get rid of, you can eliminate, or you, when you can see through the difference of something, you know, that we call supposition. You can see thought, you can see defilement that polluted our mind. Then you can clear your mind, then you can let go of defilement or something that obscure our bright mind, like the sun when the cloud passes away, shine bright again, like that. So originally our mind is clear, illuminated. So in our practice, we don't have to do anything. Just keep developing self-awareness. Whether you expect it or not, the outcome is waiting there. It's just right there. You're going to hit it. If you keep walking, if you keep practicing, you have no way to go. You're gonna get through it. But the main point of this meditation, we don't try to control or stop thought or feeling or emotion. Just use self-awareness, the feeling of this body movement, as the anchor of our mind. So our mind come back more and more to be aware of ourselves. That's what we call right effort. So we don't have to sit still in order to attain that calmness, tranquilized calmness. But what we aim for is the kind of genuine calmness that we don't have to sit in order to be calm. We can be calm even we are thinking or when we work, when we talk, when we do a lot of things in daily life. But if you attach to tranquil like calmness, it's like you don't go nowhere. You get stuck even in that feeling of calmness. So we regard samatha or that tranquilized concentration or stillness concentration as a big obstacle for insight meditation. Our teacher, Lama Tien, always warn us about this calmness, not to attach it. Otherwise, you can get stuck there for many years, no progress. So it's important that we understand the difference between stillness, calmness, and like universal calmness or unbound, you know, calmness. That is already there. What you need just to observe your mind. So when you can see it, every time you see your mind, see your thought, that is meditation in the advanced state of the practice. But when you are not there to see thought, you have to rely on body movement to develop self-awareness more and more until you see your mind change or transform itself. So you can witness the transformation yourself. You know. So this meditation is not like the guiding meditation or many meditation that the teacher will guide you. Oh, you see this, you see that, feel that you know everything. So realization is more, you know, genuine or something that you can make transition or progress without having someone to judge you whether you're good or not, you know. So even you are facing a tough situation, you don't get away, you can use this meditation as the mean to break through it, to observe it, to tackle the problem. And when you get through it, you pass it, then it just, it's not hard. Everything is getting easier in daily life. So we should keep practicing. Since we don't have many day retreat like in Thailand. When we say retreat in Thailand, it's many day, at least 7 days, 1 month, or even they can do like 1 year, many years. So probably 1 day for you is so
so yeah. Like a year.
Okay, so